Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's the unofficial start of college football coming up this week, at least if you're a Big 12 fan, because Media Days are getting underway in Frisco, Texas, and we will have you covered all week long right here on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Thank you for joining us. We'll give you a full breakdown and preview of the top storylines to watch this week at Media Days. We will have boots on the ground. Our guy Matthew Postens will be there. And we'll get reports all week long. And, of course, we'll have full coverage at heartlandcollegesports.com. So it's, of course, year number 2 of 16 teams in the conference. That is a weird place to be because for 3 straight years now, we've had a different iteration of Big 12 teams with a storyline surrounding teams coming in or teams leaving, right? So 2 years ago, it was that weird iteration of BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, Houston in, Texas and OU on the way out. Last year, Texas and OU are gone. You got the 4 new Pac-12 schools in, the Arizona schools, Colorado, and Utah. Now we finally, for the first time in 3-4 years, have some storylines to talk about that are just around football. And that, naturally, is going to be welcome news. If you are just joining us, please make sure you are subscribed to the channel or the podcast. And when you leave that 5-star rating and review on the podcast, you are entered to win free Heartland merch. Just send me a screenshot to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. We'll get you all hooked up. So for me, I've got 5 storylines, and we'll talk about more, but 5 really big storylines that I'm watching closely in the Big 12 Conference going into Media Days coming up this week in Texas. And number 1, it's the new guys, but they're not really new guys. Rich Rod at West Virginia, Scott Frost at UCF, they're homecomings of sorts, but of course neither guy has coached in the Big 12 with the program they're going home to. So that right there is 2 great storylines. The personalities, the styles, the differences from their predecessors. I mean, I think that Rich Rod versus Neil Brown is going to be like night and day. Just stylistically, the approach. Neil Brown was a very, very genuine, nice man. And I'm not saying Rich Rod is not going to be that guy, but there's going to be an edge to Rich Rod that was never really present with Neil Brown. That is my sense of what Rich Rod will bring to West Virginia and will be evident at Big 12 Media Days coming up this week. With Scott Frost, there's so many unknowns here because he has not been coaching college football. And last time we saw him out there coaching on the sidelines, it was a debacle at Nebraska. I mean, the amount of 1-score losses for Scott Frost at Nebraska, at some point it's like, this is not just bad luck. It's like he didn't know how to coach at the top levels in close games. It was not just luck by the end of that tenure at Nebraska. So for Scott Frost, it's like, okay, he's been around the game, obviously, but he hasn't been in that head coaching position in the last couple of seasons. What does that look like? Taking over a program he had tremendous success with, but is also playing at a whole different level than where it was when he left. It remains to be seen if Scott Frost can win at a P4 level, because UCF was not doing that when he was winning big there a few years back. So that is just a great place to also start the conversation in Texas this week. Then, to me, storyline number two is, how do the old guys, and I'll put the old in air quotes, how do the old guys feel about a bounce back? And that is in reference to two of the longest tenured coaches in college football, Mike Gundy and Kyle Whittingham. Mike Gundy is coming off his worst season as a head coach in Stillwater, and it's really not even all that close, especially based on what the expectations were last year. They hit the portal hard. They've got new faces all over the place, coaching staff on the field, and I think that's a good thing based on how last year went, but it also leaves plenty of question marks in terms of how you handle an entire roster turnover. New coaches, new schemes, new styles. There is a lot of firsts and news for Mike Gundy. And frankly, I don't believe that's how Mike Gundy prefers his programs to look. I think he prefers continuity. I think every coach does, but especially Mike Gundy, set in his ways, likes having his guys in their places, whether it's coaches or players, and this is a whole new world for him. He's got to learn these guys' names, for crying out loud, right? Based on how many guys he's got in there. So how does Mike Gundy transition into the new era of college football that it seems like he didn't really want to be a part of or didn't want to admit was coming and came and smacked him in the face, and he learned it the hard way last year? And Kyle Whittingham, listen, this is a program that was overly reliant on a quarterback who had a really bad injury history. Thankfully, those days are over. They've got their new quarterback in from New Mexico, and we're now going to have to see whether or not that issue itself has resolved the program to the point where the defense is still stout, the offensive line should be an absolute beast, and there are enough pieces around him for Utah to jump back into the mix at the top of the Big 12 after they were picked to win the conference last year and finished 5-7. So how Mike Gundy and Kyle Whittingham handle reflecting on last season while also looking ahead to this season are going to be two fascinating storylines to me that I'll be watching closely this week. And of course, if you are on the show right now, let us know where you're watching from. That way we can give you guys a shout out as the program rolls along. Good to see a lot of you in the comments as always. I already see Charleston, West Virginia is in the house here on the show, Chicago as well. So, storyline number three, the swagger or lack thereof from Arizona State. After the shocker of a season they put together last year, winning the Big 12, coming within a nose hair of winning a college football playoff game, do they come in with a little too much swagger? Is Kyle Dillingham a little too cocky after last season? Or is it, hey, that was last year. Yeah, I think we got a great quarterback coming back in Sam Leavitt. We may have a top 10, top 15 NFL draft prospect in Jordan Tyson. We've got pieces around these guys that we think are going to allow us to compete at the highest levels in college football and certainly in this conference. But there's confidence, but not cockiness. That's what I'm looking for from Kenny Dillingham. Sorry, I called him Kyle a minute ago. I apologize for that. But that's what I'm looking for from Kenny Dillingham. I want to see a guy that has confidence, that has swagger, but is not to the point of cockiness based on 1 year in the Big 12, because we have not seen a team win back-to-back Big 12 titles in half a decade now, going back to Oklahoma in the COVID year 2020. So it's been a minute. This conference has proved to be wildly unpredictable. We've seen teams go from first to worst and worst to first. That's what's really defined the Big 12 the last couple of seasons. And the teams that many of us predict to be at the top of the league every year the last couple of seasons have not been there in many respects. So, I mean, you can go back to the TCU National Championship game appearance season. Nobody had TCU getting to that point. Never mind winning the Big 12. That was really not a year that people thought TCU was going to bounce back. It was year one under Sonny Dykes. Gary Patterson had just been fired. And it turns out there were some pretty damn good players on that team. They just needed a different voice. So this has been so unpredictable. I don't project or believe that Kenny Dillingham is going to put this team in a spot where they are cocky or overconfident. But still, that's one of those deals that you look back on and you say to yourself, you hope that Arizona State is not overconfident going into the season. And good point there, Scotty. TCU did not technically win the Big 12 that year. They lost to K-State in the championship game and still got to the college football playoff because that was their first loss of the season up to that point. And then, of course, beat Michigan, and we like to forget about the Georgia game. Storyline number four that I'm keeping an eye on here, heading into Big 12 media days this week in Frisco, is Coach Prime. Just because, like it or not, Deion Sanders is the biggest star in the Big 12 conference. It's not a coach, or it's not a player, it's a coach. That's right. It's Deion Sanders. And now he's lost his Heisman Trophy winner. His son is gone. He does have, you know, some quality players, obviously, that I don't think Colorado gets enough credit for the job they've done recruiting at the high school level the last couple of years. And while we'll talk a lot about the transfers and those players coming in, there still is a lot to like about what Deion is doing and the program that he is building. He actually has not gotten enough credit for that, Deion Sanders. So that's something that suggests to me, Deion without his son being the star quarterback, we're going to see a different side of him. I believe we're going to see a completely different coach potentially. He's still going to be Coach Prime. But the approach might be different, and it's entirely possible it could actually benefit the program. I know we all sit here and we say, well, you know, Shadur's gone. Yeah, but we don't know what kind of impact that had on the locker room. With the kids there, the son is the star quarterback. I mean, we'll never really know. And I know last year went great. They exceeded expectations. But now he's got a quarterback battle. He's bringing both quarterbacks, Lewis and Salter, to Texas with him for media days. Clearly, he's embracing what these two guys bring to the table for the program, which is a big deal. And now you sit there and you say to yourself, okay, he's confident enough to have both of the guys there. Usually, if you've got a quarterback battle and you're a college football coach, you don't bring both quarterbacks to media days. That's very unusual. But it's Coach Prime. He embraces that. He is quintessentially unusual. That's one thing he's proven and been very consistent about. So I'm not surprised he's bringing both guys, and I think that is going to be a media frenzy with Deion Sanders and those quarterbacks when they're on the podium coming up on Wednesday. That is going to be must-watch drama coming out of Big 12 Media Days, and probably Deion Sanders, I got to imagine, is going to have the most reporters surrounding him, including our own Matthew Postens, who is going to be there. You want to make sure you are following us on social media. Just search Heartland College Sports on Instagram, on X, on Facebook, and we also do have a TikTok. You can find us there as well. So just find us in all of those platforms, Threads too, if you want to check us out there. That way you are never missing anything happening as we are getting set for the unofficial start of the college football season with Big 12 Media Days coming up this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. Let's see who's in the house. Safford, Arizona, Jacksonville, Waco, Texas, all here joining us this afternoon. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure you are subscribed right now to the channel and do hit that like button on the video as well. No matter how you're watching us, thanks so much for being here. So other storylines I'm going to be watching. What is the Texas Tech hype machine like?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free four-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free four-year warranty. Tonal.com.
We all know about the top portal class in the country. The money that is being spent by the Red Raiders. But then the secondary question here becomes, what is it worth? What does it produce on the field? How does Joey McGuire get these guys to come together? And what is going to be a high-pressure, high-risk, high-reward season for Texas Tech? And nobody's going to feel it more, and nobody should feel it more, than the head coach. How does Joey McGuire go into this boom or bust season? In many respects, kind of like the West Texas oil fields. That's what Joey McGuire is facing right now. And he knows it. He's not shying away from it. In fact, he's largely embraced it, as far as I can tell, this offseason. But now, when you've got swarms of reporters around you, you're getting set for the unofficial start of the season with media days. You're at the podium. You got a bunch of players who are going to have big-time attention on them as well, in a way that most of them have never had before. I mean, that's something that you have to look at and say to yourself, well, how these guys handle it, nobody really knows. No one has any idea how these guys are going to handle it. And they're going to have to, I believe, take their lead from their head coach, Joey McGuire. So that right there, the Tech hype machine, how much the media is into the Tech hype machine, is going to be telling this week too. And I think it's going to be pretty darn high. Like, I believe the national media folks are going to have a lot of enthusiasm, a hard-on, whatever phrase you want to use, for Colorado because of Coach Prime, Arizona State because of what they did last year, and Texas Tech. Just based on the hype around those programs, I believe that's where the most attention is going to be in the Big 12 this week for those reasons that I just laid out. Colorado, Coach Prime, new faces there. Texas Tech, transfer portal, all the drama that surrounded that this offseason. And Arizona State, Kenny Dillingham, Sam Levitt, and what they accomplished last year into what, obviously, they think they can accomplish this year. That's where I expect the most attention to be at Media Days coming up this week in Texas. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. It is so great to have you here. And we're glad you're joining us, as always, as a part of the show today. So we got Cypress, Texas is here. We've got Tucson, Arizona, Los Angeles in the house as well. Seattle, welcome. Pearland, Texas, Jason is there. We're glad you're here, Jason. Thank you for the pronunciation guide as well. I might have said Pearland, but Pearland, Texas, like the pear, the fruit. Not a big pear guy, but I can be a Pearland guy. Tempe is here as well. Good stuff. It's going to be a great week. And this is, if you're not yet subscribed, now's the time to do it because of what we got coming up here with Media Days. We're going to be all over it at heartlandcollegesports.com. So also, what I want to share with you here, the top five players that I'm most intrigued by this week at Big 12 Media Days, let me run down that list for you. I've got the Colorado quarterbacks for obvious reasons. It is rare to have two quarterbacks that are getting this level of attention, both being at Media Days, but we'll have it this week with Colorado quarterbacks Lewis and Salter. Then, on the list, I've got Chase Roberts, BYU. The reason I've got Chase on the list is because they just lost their quarterback. We know what happened to Retzlaff. He's gone. So Chase Roberts is now going to have to find himself a new gunslinger. We don't know how it's going to play out. And I'm just very intrigued to hear from a smart veteran player on some of what's gone on there at BYU over the last couple of weeks or so. Next up, Lee Hunter, Texas Tech defensive lineman at UCF the last 3 years. Transfers as part of this crazy portal class to West Texas inside the Big 12. Was at Auburn, UCF, now Texas Tech. Hearing his story, going Big 12 to Big 12 team, there is some fascination around that that I am very intrigued by. After that, Sam Levitt, Arizona State quarterback, probably the favorite in the Big 12 to be a Heisman finalist when all is said and done. The face of now one of the up-and-coming programs, and not just the Big 12, but college football. So Sam Levitt's got to be on that list. And the last on the list, I know three of the five are quarterbacks, but it's hard to avoid the quarterback position, right? The final one is one that may not be getting as much attention. Noah Fifita, quarterback at Arizona, huge 2023, loses his coaching staff. New staff comes in, disastrous 24. Now Seth Dagey's in as offensive coordinator. Brent Brennan's probably coaching for his job. This was a guy who last year people thought would be one of the best quarterbacks in the entire Big 12, and frankly, it didn't come close to achieving that. So hearing from him, what went wrong last year, what he expects to be different this year, can he have that bounce back season? If he can, Arizona will surprise, but those are the top five guys I'm watching at Media Days this week that I can't wait to hear from. Let's get to some of you and some of the comments here as I roll through the show. Bryce asks if I am high on Baylor. This is the year. I am very high on Baylor. Not just because of how they closed last year, but I'm high on Baylor because of what's returning. They have, I believe, arguably the best 1-2 punch at quarterback and running back in the entire Big 12, right? You look at Robertson and Washington. Who's got a better duo than that? Somebody may by the end of the season, but that is going to be, barring something unforeseen, right up there. I think Aranda's straightening out the defense. We saw that trajectory improve last season as well. So I am very high on Baylor. It would not shock me one bit if Baylor's playing in a Big 12 championship by the end of the season at all. So I have been high on Baylor for most of the offseason, no doubt about it. Desert Devil says Baylor gets a fork in the eye on September 20th. That's one of those really fun early season games that probably won't get a lot of national media attention. But if these two teams start off like we think they will, and they're 3-0, I guess it would be, going into that game, that's going to be fantastic. We've got Bernie, Texas in the house. And thank you once again for the pronunciation guides that you are providing here on the show, because Bernie, Texas, B-O-E-R-N-E, is not how I would have pronounced it, but we appreciate you telling us how to pronounce it in the pronunciation guide. And I will say this to those of you in the Hill Country, the tragedy down there that those of us around the rest of the country are watching unfold on TV, with, as of this conversation, 50 dead in those floods and at least a couple of dozen from that Christian camp. I mean, it is just horrible. Absolutely horrible to watch that unfold. So I'm sure that there are some of you watching, listening, who have friends, family, maybe you're in that part of Texas. Please reach out. Let us know if there's something we can do. I'm sure that Red Cross will be all over it and those funds will be readily available. But if there's something that maybe we can amplify and give platform to here at Heartland College Sports, we're happy to do it. We want to do it. Just email me, Pete Mundo, at heartlandcollegesports.com, and let me know what's going on, because that has been just horrific to watch over the last few days. There's no doubt about it. Adam writes here, no team from Utah will succeed. Right now, because of Retzlaff leaving, I think Utah will end up having a better season than BYU. I know that, you know, BYU fans naturally are not going to like that. And it could be very close. Like, I could see Utah coming at 8 wins and BYU coming at 7. I could reverse that number if I wanted to. Utah comes in at 7, BYU comes in at 8 wins. But when you're BYU and you lose a veteran quarterback and you're a month and a half prior to the season, that's a difficult spot. Now, there's a belief amongst BYU fans, and we talked about this in our last show, there's a belief amongst BYU fans that actually the ceiling may be higher with the guys they've got on that roster, and it's entirely possible that that's true. But there's going to be a learning curve. There just always is with a young quarterback, and you can't necessarily put a number on that, but it's undoubtedly real. There's no doubt about it. Let's see. Looking at some of your comments here ahead of media days. What else do you guys want to touch on? Oh, I'm glad somebody brought this up here because this was on my list. So if you missed it, Texas Tech, where we got? Let me get the story here and let me get the right information for you. A lot of attention came this week on Texas Tech and the fact that, according to ESPN, Texas Tech landed a 5-star offensive tackle, Felix Ojo, class of 26. He picked Tech over Texas, Ohio State, Florida, and Michigan. ESPN reported the contract is $5.1 million over 3 years as part of a fully guaranteed revenue-sharing deal. Now, there have been some mixed reports on this since the original report from ESPN. Some saying it's not all guaranteed. Some saying it staggers over the years. The thing is, right now, there is a lot of gray area with these contracts. But what I do know, and what we obviously all are paying attention to, is how exactly this works out. Because as I understand it, I don't think it's part of the $20.5 million cap. I think it's part of the NIL money that is separate from the $20.5 million. However, how do you justify an NIL deal? Because remember, this is going to have to pass through Deloitte, the accounting firm. They're going to like approve or deny this stuff. And that's why I think that whole thing's a mess that's going to be challenged in court. But how do you prove a guy who hasn't played a down of college football is worth $1.5 million a year in name, image, likeness monies? How do you prove that? And I'm not saying Tech should have to prove it, but this is where this whole thing becomes an absolute utter mess, right? No one really knows what this guy's NIL value is. Hell, as somebody said in our forums at heartlandcollegesports.com, I'd love for you to subscribe. They're free, okay? There's nothing to it. Just join the conversation. We got a lot of great conversations going on there at the forums with other Big 12 fans, especially with the season right around the corner. But someone started the thread, is Texas Tech overpaying? And there's a poll right now on the forums about that. And as I understand it, based on what some people were saying here on our forums, like if you've got a situation that Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, has about a $2 million a year endorsement package, and that gets him into the top 10 in the NFL, how are you going to say that a offensive tackle who's never played the sport at this high of a level is worth $1.5 million in NIL? What's the structure there? That's why I think this thing is bound to be going to court. The lawyers are going to get involved. They'll make more money. Everybody else is going to sit on the sidelines. And we're just going to have to wait and see how the whole thing plays out. So it's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I don't think anybody has any idea what the end game is here for all this. I'm Pete Mundo. Glad you guys are here. Thank you for joining us. Please make sure you are subscribed. It's going to be a huge week for the website, for the Big 12, Media Days. No one will cover it better than us at heartlandcollegesports.com and right on this show. So subscribe, podcast, YouTube. We're grateful you're here on all the social media platforms. And our merch shop is up and running. We'll link to that in the show notes. And if you want some free merch, drop us that 5-star podcast rating and review. We appreciate you doing that. There were some weird reviews lately. I don't know if people are getting our podcast mixed up with something else, but I was very surprised. We got a couple of one stars on here saying that I make constant political statements. I mean, all I said, I don't know what that's in reference to be totally honest. When it comes to this show and the Big 12, we talk about the Big 12. I don't know what that was in reference to. I mean, today I talked about Hill Country, the tragedy there. I mix in what's going on in our lives, but that's about it. So if you could combat some of that nonsense on the one stars on the Apple podcast, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you soon.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.